Hey there, Martin. Can you hear me okay?
I sure do.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. We are now joined by Martin Truex Jr., our second place finisher in the number 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Martin, can you talk us through your run out there and you know, how you feel getting the second place finish at Richmond?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, obviously, wanted to win, and going for three in a row here would have been pretty cool to be able to make that happen, but just didn't quite have what we needed tonight. You know, Bass Pro Toyota was good, just not quite good enough. So, you know, I thought early in the race, I thought, man, this is going to be a struggle. You know, we started 14th or whatever, and you know, took a little bit of work to get towards the front, and really was never pleased with the way the car was driving, and just continued to battle and work on it all night and fight for every position. And, you know, ended up coming away with some good stage points and a good finish. So, you know, typically when you're off and your car feels and does things you don't want it to do and you can run second, it's, you know, says a lot about your team. So proud of everyone. And, we'll keep digging.
Awesome. Well, we are going to take some questions here from the media. As a friendly reminder for Martin, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat. We're going to kick things off with Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Martin. Congratulations on another great run. What did you think of the tire and the package setup, especially considering we'll be running this tire at Phoenix?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously was a fan of the old tire here better, but, you know, with that being said, I don't know that it really relates to Phoenix a whole lot as far as, you know, what it's going to feel like there. I feel like, you know, the tracks are so different, it's hard to say. But for sure, I think with this tire, you know, obviously the two's got it figured out. He won, I guess he won, what, Loudon with it, and then here. So, you know, they've been strong on this tire and this package. So we got a little work to do. But, you know, overall, I felt like it was, you know, it didn't lay really any rubber down in the racetrack like we've seen here in the past. And, you know, I think that changed things up quite a bit, especially, you know, for us, obviously. And, you know, again, I was surprised with how bad my car felt that I was still, you know, able to run second. So, I don't know. I like the old one better, but I guess it depends on who you ask.
Understandable. Thanks, Martin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Martin, good run tonight. Obviously, you didn't get the win that I'm sure you wanted, but why are you so good at Richmond?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think good, you know, good team, good cars. You know, we've been able to, you know, we've been able to work on the same things as a group for quite a while. And that's really what it takes, I think, at the short tracks. They're so unique, and it takes a certain, you know, kind of approach, driving style, and setup all to go together and mesh together. And I think for us, you know, we've just been able to work on that for years together and continue to tweak on it. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at there. So it's one of those things, I feel like once you find it, you can keep it for a while until so many things change, you have to change up what you're doing and how you approach it. But, you know, so far it's been pretty good here lately.
Thanks, Martin.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll take our next one from Jonathan with the Racing Experts. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan Field with theraceexperts.com. You've had obviously a lot of, you know, top three finishes, top five finishes this season. Only one win to this point. What do you think it's going to take to reach that next level as you start to get down toward Phoenix?
Yeah, I think we're there, really. I mean, it just depends on the week. You know, I think you look at Darlington last weekend, and, you know, we had the dominant car and just got in a situation where, you know, just something happened that we wish wouldn't, but obviously, you know, had the car to beat. So I'm not, I mean, I think we're there. I think we'll just, you know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
All right, we'll take our next one from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Martin, you're 38 points up above the cutoff. So do you have no worries during this week, or when you're never not clinched, is there always the dread of something bad happening in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really worry about it too much. I mean, you know, Bob, we're just going to, we're going to go there and race and, you know, see what happens. I mean, you can't, you know, there's no sense in making yourself crazy all week when it's not, you know, has no bearing on the outcome. So, We're going to work hard to try to be better at Bristol. It's not been the best place for us, but, I'm confident the guys will do a good job and we'll go there and, run the best we can and see what happens.
And have you seen any difference in the three this week? Either just kind of, obviously they're running better, but I don't know whether if you guys as drivers, is there something that you're seeing that that car is doing that wasn't able to do earlier in the year?
It's got speed. I don't know. Honestly, it's really hard to tell, why. You don't know what's under the, car suspension wise and shocks and springs and all those things that matter. And, obviously they've, taken a big step forward. So that's cool to see. And, it's really hard to tell. You can't see these things from the outside.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Martin. Well, that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations. And we'll see you for Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol.
Sounds good. Thank you.